Hello, guys, and welcome to another edition of Anotaku. I'm your host, Candy, and this is the 22nd podcast of this wonderful podcast. It is the weekend of July 7th, so all you Americans, happy, 4th of July. That was on Wednesday, and we got some really big news, actually. So we'll go on to the news now. The news is kind of big. Actually, I am moving Anotaku off Podomatic. Podomatic was good when I first started doing the podcast because it made my own feed and made all this other stuff for me. With me being a newbie, it was a really good choice, and it was free at the time. Well, I ended up using up all their free space and their free bandwidth for the month, so I ended up having to pay $10 a month for it. Which is kind of outrageous with what actually you get. But I did so anyway because I didn't want to try and figure out how to do it myself. Well, this past few months, and people at Anime Roundtable and Review have also said this, that Podomatic has been really difficult to get to upload your MP3s. So I have decided, and I took the jump, and Anotaku.com! Where you got an actual form that I've got worked out, and it's active, sort of. I've got 3 members right now. Hopefully no bots at this one. And the podcasts are slowly being uploaded. And by the time you get this, they should all be uploaded, as long as the free script that I got works like it should. And there also is... there are going to be more stuff coming along the way. Like I said, I haven't used this script. This is the very first time. I think last week is when I started doing this, because I got sick of it at Podomatic. And so, yes, once you start hearing this, Anotaku.com will be moving from Anotaku.podomatic.com to Anotaku.com for all your Anotaku needs. So that's one of the main things that I am excited about. Also, people, if you haven't realized it yet, and that I had explained that Anotaku is moving, that the RSS feed will be changing. I will go and contact iTunes, and that should work, and you guys won't have to change your iTunes feed, but if you are manually getting the RSS feed through Podomatic, then you guys are going to have to change it over. And that's just how it's going to be. Sorry, guys. Anyway... Okay, this week we're going to be talking about, it's MMO Week! And MMO Week is where we talk about an anime called Hacksign and an MMO online that's free. So we're going to be doing that.
Anime Roundtable and Review. I'm the host, Lucid Dream. This is the panel, Reese, Teresa. This is the only time I will ever introduce them. Don't ask me to do it again. But what do?
We pick apart anime and you can help.
Yes. Call us, Skype us, IM us.
Yeah, if you need all that information, animeroundtable.podomatic.com. All of our crap's there. Or you can find us on iTunes.
And TiVo. We want you to play with us.
And Podcast Pickle.
Oh, how naughty.
Exactly. If we're naughty, they'll come.
You have no idea how far that goes. Anyway, Anime Roundtable and Review. Find us. Listen. Enjoy. Participate.
Please.
Also, guys, if you guys know of another podcast that's looking to do a promo swap or whatnot, I am doing that. I need to get more than just these 2 podcasts, or at least try and find some other thing that I can make a little bit of money off of this. I'm going to try and make money off of it to at least pay for the server host now, so... You might see a few banners. There will never be any pop-ups. I will void pop-ups, but there will probably be some banners added to it. Google banners, maybe one from Discount Anime DVD, or another from JList or JBox. Those tend to be on a bunch of podcast sites. So yes, that's another thing I'm going to try and do. Anyway, on to the wonderful anime that is Hacksign. Hacksign is a anime, We're going to start with Hex Sign, and I got this little list here, a wonderful list of characters for Hex Sign, so I don't totally screw up the people, because I tend to do that. Yay! And I'm getting out because this is the first time I've ever recorded while I'm online. Woo! Let's see. Hex Sign is a anime that actually was first a video game. Hack Sign was a video game, and then they decided to add it to an anime. It's a anime based on an MMO, and if you guys don't know what MMO is, well, you guys don't play very many video games. Multi-Massive Online is what MMO stands for, but the rest of it is RPG, which is you make your own character, and you go and kill monsters like you would in an RPG, and there is other monsters you level up, and then you'll go out partying with a bunch of other people who are also sitting at computers talking. So this is really crazy. Once you start thinking about this anime, Hack Sign, as people sitting on computers all around the world, you can so see yourself being a part of it. Like, this is you going and killing monsters on the MMO that you're playing. So yes, this is definitely fun, and this is one of the reasons, really, I kind of started playing MMOs. First in college, it was MUDs, because I had a Mac, and most free MMOs don't have a Mac client. So yes, that's what I did. Anyway, characters is, I can't say his name, Tsukashi, Tsukashi, I think, is his name. I'm so screwing this up. Tsukashi is a main character. He's a wave master, which is like not a healer, but a sorcerer, is what you would think of in most other MMOs. And he can't remember who he is, and he doesn't know where he is. And in his interactions with people, one of the first people he meets is Mimoru? I think so. Mimoru. And she's this tough it out through anything, devil may care fighter. I'm reading this off of the Wikipedia. And she's a very, very energetic, I don't know how else to put it. I was told once I kind of act like her. Like, great. Anyway, he first meets her and they end up, like, not getting them right. You know, they kind of got off on the wrong foot. But as the story progresses, it turns out Tsukasha, I keep saying that wrong, I'm sure, is actually stuck in the game. He can't log out, and he for some odd reason, this voice keeps telling him that as long as he listens to her, things will be okay, and the little girl won't get hurt, because he finds himself in this world where a little girl is there, and he wants to wake her up, but he can't. So, and then, since he's stuck in the game, everybody else is logging out and logging in. Every character in the game is a character somewhere, you know, in the world. It's actually called the world, but anywho. I'm trying to think. I lost my concentration thought here. Oh, great. This is so great. And there's another I'm trying to actually get rid of my ums and ers to make it sound more professional. So, yes. Go me. Anyway, because he's becoming so famous as someone who can't log out and being very alone and rejected, he just kind of goes off on his own and spends much time with this little sleeping girl in the voice. But it turns out that he may be the key to the twilight, and that if he can do the twilight or stop twilight or something or another, something great will happen in the game. So that's where Subaru, who ends up befriending him, along with the other character, the one, Mimoru, along with the bear and a bunch of other characters. There's another How many ums can Candy say in a podcast? there's a whole bunch of characters, and it turns out that the female voice is stopping him from logging out, because if he can log out or whatnot, he can wake the little girl, and the little girl is something the voice doesn't want, because the little girl will destroy the woman's control over the world, and the little girl is actually created by the creator of the game, who ends up dying for a mysterious unknown reason, to protect the world. Her name is Aura, and you'll see her in a bunch of other, you know, the animes, and I think she's in the video games. I've never played the video games to know, because my PlayStation 2 doesn't work long enough to play them. So yes, it's fun to watch this anime and then realize, oh, this is the game! This is like, you're playing your MMO, Flife! Because I always play Flife. Well, I haven't played in a few weeks. But that's because of being busy with the podcast and my comics, and now uploading to new servers, and all this wonderful stuff, and my grandparents being up. But my grandparents aren't up anymore, so things should become a little more regular. Anyway, yes, to watch Hacksign and then kind of imagine yourself playing those characters, they say it's very popular because of the fact people can see themselves as these characters and playing these characters. And being these characters and all that wonderful stuff. So yes, I love Hacksign. I got Hacksign and Hack Legend of Twilight, and those are, I think, the two animes released here, and they're releasing Hack Roots, which is the next step in the thing. But I won't be doing a review on that unless you guys request it, or I guess I could get it from Rent Anime. Yes, I will have a Rent Anime logo. Click on it, and I get a little, and sign up, and I get a little commission for it. So do that, and it'll help me pay for my monthly anime rental fee. Whee! So yes, in the end of Hacksign, he does figure out who he is, which is actually a girl in human, and he gets back to his body by waking up the little girl. And the little girl ends up destroying the voice. So yes, it all ends up happy. You don't see actually any much of the, what do you call it, their faces. You don't ever see what Subaru and Mimiko, I think, and Tsubasa, I can't say that name. I gotta be one of the only anime reviewers who screw up the Japanese names every time. Subaru's easy. But yes, anywho. And this is considered a very light, almost Yuri-ish anime, because you can kind of see a friendship evolve between Subaru and Tsubasa. And many fanfiction writers would say that it could end up being more. So that's up to you guys to decide. At times it definitely kind of sounds that way, but they don't go into anything. Besides, they want to meet offline, which is fine and all, because that's, you know, you could be friends and just meet offline. Anywho, I do love this anime series. It is one of my favorites. I watched it once. I haven't watched it yet again because, I don't know, it was the very first cosplay costume my friend Heidi went as. She went as Subaru. So it was cute at Anime Detour the first year it started. Anywho, so all in all, if you like MMOs, I would definitely say this is something you would like to watch. If you like just kind of a friendship video games, far out there, definitely this. Now, on to, Flife. Okay, there are many free online RPGs out there. Ragnarok actually used to be one, if I remember one of my online friends saying that they were going to start charging for it. And that was a few years ago. And one of them is Flife. I have played MapleStory and Flife. And the difference between Flife and MapleStory is MapleStory's got a very Super Nintendo feel. And while Flife has a PlayStation feel, if you would say, the original PlayStation, I like Flife's graphics better than MapleStory. I like also how it's in a 3D-ish environment. It is 3D, where MapleStory is 2D side-scroller. That's why I said a very Super Nintendo feel. And what makes them free, yes, you can play from level 1 to level 122, I think it is up now. But it might be more later, because they keep adding on to Flife. You can play free. You can get all the items. You can get $30 billion in the game, which is called Pinya. What makes it so that they can run the game is, of course, their advertisers or advertisements on the screens and cash items. Cash items are things you actually pay cash for. And the difference between MapleStory and Flife when it comes to the use of cash items is that in MapleStory, you only get your cash items for 3 months, and you cannot trade cash items or give cash items to friends. They stopped doing that because people were abusing it and tricking people. Flife, on the other hand, you get to keep your cash items for as long as you want, unless there's an actual specified date on there that, you know, good for 3 months or good for 1 month. Well, and I think a lot of that has to do with is if when you use the cash item, it's good for 1 month. Not, you know, it could sit in your inventory till doomsday, until you delete your character or whatnot, and it'll be fine. But once you start using the item, then it'll only be good for 1 month. I have sunk probably more than I should in cash items on Flife. So they've gotten their good chunk of money for me. I have, and then there, you know, are pets on Flife. There are pets on MapleStory too. On MapleStory, you actually have to feed your pets. On Flife, you don't. Which kind of, you know, is a plus and a minus, because I was always feeding my bunny on MapleStory, because it was always hungry. And, well, in MapleStory, when you feed a pet, you don't actually have to have, you know, buy the pet food with your money, your cash money. They have that built into the game. But like I said, you only get it for 3 months, which really sucks. And if you want to name your pet, it costs more. And then there are pet outfits that cost more, and you only get them for 3 months. Or on Flife, you get to keep them, and if you decide you don't want your kitty anymore, you can sell it for $100 million or something like that. I don't know what they're going for, because I've never actually sold a cat. I've had a cat stolen from me on Flife, you know, stolen, because this guy's like, here, let me, you know, borrow the pet, and he bugged me, and finally I let him, and he ran away with it, and I never saw it again. I ended up, you know, finding someone else who was willing to sell me theirs and buying another one. I have two characters on Flife I play, which is Solar Sun, which is my normal ID. I always have a Solar Sun character. And Seiya is another one. She was actually given to me after the whole my cat being kidnapped incident by someone who's really nice, and she's a level 63 character. So I got a level 26 and a level... it was 62 character, because they were kind of that way. 26 and 62, you know, interchangeable twos and sixes. And I love the game. I really do. I get bugged a lot about my items, because my character is dressed in special items, because, like I said, Flife has gotten way more than they should for me. If you want the URL of Flife, it's flyff.gpotato, like the food, with the G on before, .com. They run a bunch of whole other games that are exactly the same idea. Free, but if you want special items and stuff, you have to buy them with real cash. Or they do have a whole system in the game that you can ask for G potatoes, and you get like 4 million per G potato. So if you're selling G potatoes, you can become really rich really fast. And if you earn enough money in the game, you can buy them from someone, but you have to earn a lot of money because they are worth a lot. So all in all, I do love Flife. Whee! Flife! And I will be playing it probably this weekend once I decide to stop downloading podcasts to the server and downloading comics to the other part of the server. So this is an MMO week. Okay. Now on to the, you know, you've watched too much Hacksign or played too much Flife.
Hi, I'm Ichigo.
I'm Balto.
And we're Anime Pulse.
We got our fingers on the pulse of anime.
Do you like anime but you don't know what to watch?
We love anime and watch it all the time.
So if you want the true fan's perspective on the latest and greatest in Japan,
rants, discussions, or stories about anime,
then we're the ones to check out. So check out Anime Pulse at www.anime-pulse.com.
Hey, you kids! What are you doing on my lawn?
Oh, snap! It's old man Ichigo!
We better run for it!
Run!
You know you've watched too much Hacksign when you go and join an MMO so you can kind of live the experience. When you think you are stuck in the game like Tsubasa was, or that you want to be stuck in the game like Tsubasa was, you play too much Flife. Let's see, when you fly, because that's a level 20 thing. You can only fly, yes, in Flife you can actually fly. I didn't explain that before, but you can. It's one of the cool perks about Flife. But the one thing about it is that you have to be level 20 to fly. And once you hit level 20, you can fly. So yes, it's like a broomstick, like your little witch, or you have like a surfboard thing you can use. So that's really cool. What else? You know you play too much Flife. When you think your sister looks like a mushpole, you would get that if you played the game. Like I said, it's free. So yes, go play it. And oh yes, I am on the Maya server, M-I-A. I'm usually on the first part of the Maya server because they have four parts. They have the first three, and then there's a player killing server, which means you can go and kill players all the time there, anywhere. Where in the first three, you have to go to the special arena to do it. I'm usually on the first part of the Maya server, and like I said, I'm Solar Sun or Seiyu. If you want to actually come and flife with me like another one of my many followers, no, not many, Imakara. He and I like to go play Flife when I actually play Flife. I've been busy lately, so I think I will go play Flife here soon. Yes, well, that's part of this podcast is done, so it's on the closingness. Oh no, closing! I know you'll miss me, people, because you always tune in to my wonderful, really bad podcasts. Sniff, sniff. Anywho. Oh, God, I'm full of myself, aren't I? No. Like I said, my name is Candy. If you didn't know that before, if you're new to this podcast, thank you for listening to this episode. My first episodes are a little horrible. They're getting better. They always do. It's much like whatever I do, I slowly get better, and you can see the progression. The new website, the brand new, blinkle, sparkle, sparkle, is anitaku.com, anitalku.com. If you want to contact me via AIM, it's anitaku. If you want to email me via Gmail, well, via your email, it's anitaku@gmail.com. I'm always wonderful, willing to listen to comments, suggestions, anything of the such to make this podcast better, because I want to make it better. All in all, I hope you guys have a great night and watch more anime. I never really feel quite right.